You're listening to Bloomington Normal's Public Media. The McLean County Emergency Management Agency usually spends most of its time preparing for disaster. The last year and a half has been a non-stop emergency, though. From the coronavirus pandemic to flood relief, the shorthanded staff has had little time to prepare and has spent all its time responding. Acting Director Kathy Beck tells Eric Stock managing flood relief was a challenge since major street and house flooding isn't something that happens often in McLean County.
The steps that it took to get to where we are now were the result of 7 days a week, 14-hour days for myself and Lieutenant Wachowski, which oversees me from the Sheriff's Department, and he's been down here helping during that whole time. There were four damage assessments that we went through because everybody looks at things differently, so you can't just do it once and then say, here's my data. They're like, well, what about this and this and this? And then we'd have to go back and do additional. So it's been some long days.
How many damage reports did you end up with?
Depends on whose data you're looking at. The data we have with our self-assessment, we have over 2,000 damage homes. However, when we were going through with SBA on the last damage assessment we did, we might have addresses 101, 103, 111 that all reported damage. And when we drove down that street, 105, 107, 109 also had damage. So those places didn't report it, but there was still damage there. So the numbers are much higher than what we even thought they were.
So the McLean County Emergency Management Agency is generally a two-person office. Lately, it's been just one person, you. The director, Bob Clark, he has been out on medical leave for nearly a year, and you've had to manage all of this, not only the flood response, but also the pandemic response going back to March of 2020. How long have you been handling everything yourself?
Bob started on leave the end of September. So October to now, but I have volunteers that I rely on. We have community partners. We've got the Sheriff's Department that we can work with. So yes, I'm in the office by myself, but if I need help, I can ask and get help.
What are some of the things that you get help with from volunteers?
My volunteers are huge IT guys. The main volunteers have high-level jobs at a local insurance company, and one of them created the database that we used to collect the first damage assessment. They work on our Starcom radios. They work on our vehicles at the garage, our response vehicles.
And offices like this don't get a lot of attention usually until there's a disaster. I guess you typically would spend time planning for emergencies, but it seems like we've basically been in emergency mode for almost the last year and a half. So what kind of toll does that take?
It's exhausting, but it's also rewarding seeing the outside, the past. You know, this is what we've been through, and look, we've survived all this. We've planned. Our plans are better. Just moving on.
Can you walk us through what a typical day would be like? Let's go back to the pandemic itself. If there is a typical day.
There is no typical day. We were providing a lot of PPE for first responders, medical facilities, even dental offices. So I was meeting folks to assist them several times a week, sometimes several times a day. We assisted with the vaccination clinics, with all of the setup and helping figure out the supplies, and with the National Guard and supporting all that. And then we have our normal things that we still have to do for the state, reports and grant reports and accreditation. That's all gone through in the past year.
Do you feel you have the resources and support to do this job on a regular basis, continuing to manage the COVID response and flood relief as well?
We have support when we ask for it. McLean County is very lucky. We have a disaster council where agencies and departments, we all come together and we build relationships and work, build partnerships, and like the airport exercise that everybody's kind of familiar with. That's all part of the disaster council. We work together, so we have those relationships and those partnerships in place. And when somebody needs something, we just reach out to each other and help each other.
Do you feel that a two-person full-time office is enough to manage this? Should there be additional surge capacity for whenever there is an extended emergency response required?
Typically, two people is enough for this office. In terms of the surge capacity, that's a tough one because there's a lot of training that goes into becoming an emergency manager. For somebody to go through all that to maybe be called upon to help at some point, they're still going to have a job that pays their bills. Kind of a sticky situation.
And so it's not something where you would advise the county to bring on additional full-time staff?
I'm always good for lesser load, but you know, when there's not things going on, we're doing paperwork and computers and phone calls, and just have another person doing that doesn't seem like a wise use of resources.
Are there other things that, as you said, you know, you're doing planning when you're not actually in the thick of a disaster response? What are some of the things that you would typically be working on, or what things have had to sort of go to the back burner while you've been dealing with the pandemic over the last year plus?
One of the things that's really gone on the back burner is outreach and community education. Those are things that we really try to focus on to have people be better prepared and have plans for when something like this happens or if a tornado comes through. Severe weather is something that we work on, and training has even had to be kind of set aside to deal with the real life.
What are the lessons that, I guess, McLean County government and its residents should take away from what we've experienced here in the last year and a half?
I think to not take things for granted and to just be prepared. Things can happen, and what's your backup plan? And then what's your backup plan for your backup plan? There always needs to be a plan C.
That was Kathy Beck from the McLean County Emergency Management Agency with Eric Stock. Beck says the office plans to soon fill its temporary vacancy while Director Bob Clark remains on medical leave. This is WGLT.